Good morning. It's Morning Edition on WHYY. I'm Jennifer Lynn. It's 7:45. The Society of Women Engineers Convention is in Philadelphia over the next couple of days. It's an annual conference, one of the largest of its kind for women in this ever-expanding field. Penny Wersing is an environmental manager at a refining company in Southern California. She's a longtime member of the Society of Women Engineers, often referred to as SWE. She'll take part in a panel discussion about professional development. We spoke recently about how young women are being drawn to a field that has been traditionally dominated by men. She says it's best to start early with girls to cultivate and maintain an interest in fundamentals like math.
Girls and boys in lower grades tend to do equally well in math and science. But then as they get older, girls tend to lose interest. It seems to be because there's not that correlation between engineering and being able to really make a difference in the world, which is what a lot of girls want to do. The challenge is really to help them understand engineering really is solving problems and changing the world.
What supports are there to cultivate interest in engineering?
There are a lot of really great supports out there. Obviously, the Society of Women Engineers, both at the national and at the local levels, we have a number of different programs specifically for girls. We have SWE Next, which is for girls up through high school, and it gives them all kinds of resources, exposure to camps and competitions, resources for their parents and their counselors that we call adult influencers to help them make those decisions. There is also a program that will be at the conference this week on Saturday called Invent It, Build It. We expect about 500 girls in middle school and about 200 girls in high school, and they'll be spending Saturday with hands-on experiments surrounded by women engineers. A lot of the women attending the conference volunteer on Saturday. The girls have a chance to see what engineers do and really get excited about it.
What got you excited about engineering?
I had an unusual start because I didn't grow up thinking I was going to college, but I was working as a secretary in an office of engineers and saw what they did and thought, well, that could be fun. I went on and got an engineering degree. And I love to share my experience with young girls because it has opened so many doors for me.
Engineering and fun. I don't know if they typically go together, but let's talk about that. What kinds of jobs are out there? Where is the need at the moment? And how can engineering be fun?
There are a lot of jobs out there. I think the Bureau of Labor Statistics say that the engineering field is really growing. One of the examples that I use when I talk to middle school students or elementary school students is about a candy bar. Think about all the different types of engineers that are involved in getting that candy bar to you. There are mechanical engineers that make the equipment in the factory. There are industrial engineers that make sure that the factory is efficient. There are chemical engineers that make sure that the chocolate doesn't melt. That kind of conversation gets the kids thinking about, wow, there really are a lot of different types of engineers out there. And then to answer your question about the newer ones, you know, biomedical engineering didn't exist, I don't know, a century ago, but now it's commonplace. So more and more often, the different types of engineers are crossing lines and being created as we make more and more advances.
Is there an engineering personality? Like, who might thrive best at this growing field?
I think anyone who's creative, who loves to solve problems, and who wants to make a difference in the world would make a perfect engineer. I know that there's the stereotype about math and science, and it's not necessarily fun, but we're trying to change that conversation because there really is so much more to engineering. And honestly, there are a lot of professions that you need to be good at math and science, but people tend to stereotype engineering with that. And so we're really focusing on changing that perception.
And are there ways to light a fire to enjoy learning in math and science if someone's hesitant?
I think that it's just giving them exposure to all of the different things that engineers do. Not focusing on the, you know, the math and the science aspect, but rather it really is cool. You really can change the world.
What education requirements can someone expect on a path toward a career in engineering?
Engineering degrees tend to be 4 years. Sometimes now they're 5 years. First year is some basic courses just to get the groundwork laid. More and more universities are actually incorporating teamwork and communication in the curriculum, because you can have a great idea, but if you can't communicate it or work with people to bring it to fruition, then it's not going to work.
A little like a bedside manner.
Yes. Also, I would say that internships are very important. Internships give you an opportunity to get out there and try a little bit before you get done with school and really see what it is that you like.
Penny Wersing is an environmental manager at Torrance Refining Company in Southern California, and she'll be taking part in this week's Society of Women Engineers Convention in Philadelphia. It's Morning Edition on WHYY.